Hey y'all, Sam Sanders here. These days, I feel like I can't make sense of the news until I've talked it out with my friends. So I made a new show where we do that every week. It's called It's Been a Minute. That's my way of saying let's catch up. Our first episode is out this Friday evening, June 23rd. Check it out. It's Been a Minute on the NPR One app or wherever you get your podcast. Thanks.
Hey guys, it's Felix in Washington.
Yo,
Felix!
Felix! That was loud, Uli.
Sorry.
Well, you gotta yell, man.
I know.
Sorry, I was off. I was all in my ears. Mic too. Look, I was all like.
Wait,
this.
Felix from DC?
Yeah.
How you doing, Felix?
Doing great.
We are Ozo Motley over here in LA.
From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino, and just as you heard, our guests this week, Ozo Motley. Talking about their new album, Nonstop, Mexico to Jamaica. So without an introduction, we're just going to dive into it. We're talking about your new record. First of all, thanks for coming, guys. And it's a little bit different than normal guest DJs because we're going to just play tracks from your new record. And it's cool, right?
Yeah.
That's all we would play if we were guest DJs anyway. Yeah. So
these are very cool arrangements in reggae arrangements rather, of all kinds of really cool tunes. Before we go further though, let me have you identify yourself because when people can see you, they know who's talking, but identify yourself, your name and what instrument you play so we can hear your voices.
Hello, I am Azdru. I sing and play trumpet and keyboards.
Hello, I am Uli, and I play saxophone and various other cositas.
I'm Will Dog, and I play lead bass.
Yeah! Tell us about this song we're hearing, and then we'll play the rest of the song.
Well, this is...
This is Land of a Thousand
Land
Dances.
Land of a Thousand Dances, yes.
That song and the Redbone song are kind of like the Chicano connection, a part of the record in a lot of ways, you know? Cannibal and the Headhunters made this song huge, and they were one of the first big, like, East Los bands back in the day. And,
this is the band that was opening up for the Beatles for a while, right?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
All right, let's hear the rest of the song, and then we'll come back and talk about it. Something fresh and listen. Started with beat with break dancing and pop locking. Then you gotta watch them whip it, then you make it drop often. Lock it off, so just good to make them stop talking. No, no competition, rock it. Like people are not watching. Okay, that was the Land of a Thousand Dances. I remember that one from when I was a kid, man.
Really, the whole kind of album and the concept kind of started from us basically jamming. Kind of one time we were jamming on this one of our songs, Cumbia de los Muertos, where we open up a section kind of dub reggae, and Will Dog over here would sing over the changes. He would sing this really famous Ramon Ayala song, Tragos Amargos, which most people know that song too. And the reaction of the audience and the crowd was just instantaneous, and people really dug that mashup. And Justin, our percussionist, he kind of spearheaded the group, the idea of finding these really, really cool songs from Mexico that resonate not only in Spanish-speaking countries, but internationally too. and giving them the reggae touch. And what really kind of made it all together the bomb was when Sly and Robbie became involved in the project.
Okay, so for people who are not familiar, tell us about Sly and Robbie.
Sly and Robbie are legendary rhythm section and producers in Jamaica. And honestly, the bulk of their work is colossal. And for me to just, you know, really just Google Sly and Robbie out there. If you don't know who they are, just really Google it and just spend a couple hours digging on the archives of their greatness. And a part of it was us playing with them in festivals, and also we recorded a song for their record, right, Azru?
Yeah, we did this one song on their record. What was the name of that song?
Oh, but it was great.
It was great. Yeah, but it was a great song.
I remember when we were in Australia, right? It was like watching them. It was like connecting with Robbie. And
yeah, I got the yaman of approval from Robbie. That's all I needed.
That's all you need.
Yeah.
You can actually quit playing bass now.
Yeah, yeah.
You're the bass player?
Yaman. Yaman. Yeah, that was good enough.
You mentioned the Ramon Ayala song, Tragos Amargos. Let's hear that song real quick.
Clavado en este rincón. Como tú clavaste esa
mi. That's a serious drinking song, man.
It's funny because a lot of these songs, it's like you can go to any club right now, Los Angeles, tonight, and you're going to hear this music. So it's in one way or another, it's kind of our connection to also our own community, you know, because these are songs we grew up with listening to ourselves.
Reggae has a long history with music from Latin America, in particular Mexico. It was a period of time where reggae and ska, there was a lot of bands, a lot of influences in the music. But your approach, it almost seems like it's a lot more direct. I mean, you're part of a continuum, right? This record.
All of us grew up in one way or another listening to reggae. Will, as you hear, everybody, you know, and that respect for the masters. And then also, I think when you listen to the record, it's like we cover not only reggae, but the kind of the finer, I guess, history of what is Jamaican music. There's a ska song on there. There's a rock steady song. There's a song straight up reggae. There's a song that's kind of more tipping the hat to like the dance hall newer sounds, you know. So
we also dove into not only from Jamaica, but we also got into reggae from, you know, England as well. Well,
yeah, there's lots of styles and colors in the spectrum of the reggae music, just like you do with Latino music. Like Uli said, that's what we do. We do our best to give it the authenticity tip. That's why we have Sly and Robbie on.
Okay, so let's play one of the tracks that they produced. Which one should we play?
Which one you want to play?
Yeah,
which one you want, bro.
They're
all good.
Let's do Come and Get Your Love. I want to hear, cool. that one. Because Pat and Lolly Vega are from Fresno, and I lived in Fresno forever. So.
Nice. Big up to Fresno.
Yeah.
Fresno in the house.
This is Come and Get Your Love from the band Redbone, from Pat and Lolly Vega, brothers from West Fresno, the Golden West Side of Fresno.
There's a West Fresno?
Yeah, man. That was a hit in about 1973, 74, something like that, from the band Redbone. Come and Get Your Love, interpreted by Ozomatli from their new record, Nonstop LA, Mexico, Kingston. And we're in the studio with the guys from Ozomatli. Well, I'm in the studio in D.C., and these guys are joining us from KPCC in Pasadena.
Yes, in sunny Pasadena.
I guess we got to add Fresno, nonstop Fresno.
There you go.
What's the airport
West
called?
Fresno.
Yeah.
Specifically.
Yeah, West Fresno. Yeah.
West Fresno, yeah. That works. Yeah.
West Fresno, LAX, Kingston.
Yeah. And you got to add a orale to the end.
You know, one of the tracks that really blew me away was I really loved your version of Solamente Una Vez.
Oy.
Oy, I get all feelings.
That one's
that
feelings,
one.
Bro. Yeah. Mucho emotions.
I know.
No, for reals, Gabby Moreno killed it on this track. And Will Dog, it was kind of you spearheaded this recording session, right?
When
you
Gabby Moreno just came into the studio. We actually wanted her on, I think it was Besame Mucho or something. Mm. What we're thinking of. And And she came in, and then we just said, well, what song do you like? Do you have any, like, favorite Mexican songs? And
because she's Guatemalan.
Yeah, right? She's from Guatemala. Mm-hmm. And she said, you know, solamente una vez. And she's like, and we can do it in English as well. And so she actually recorded the guitar and her vocal in English and Spanish first, and then we went back in and did all the reggae overdubs later to her voice. At the beginning, you get an idea of what she sang to in the intro of the song, which is her playing guitar.
Solamente una vez.
And then when the full band comes in, it's
like this, right?
She said she liked it.
I like it. Yeah.
So I hope she does.
A Mexican classic redone, reimagined perfectly by Ozomatli with guest vocalist Gabby Moreno. Let me ask you guys this question, man. I've been following you guys since you started, way back when. In fact, I met a couple of you guys when I lived in Miami. You guys played Meet 'Em on Miami Beach. And I don't remember which guys I met, but I remember I went over to see you guys play and hung out and talked a little bit. So I've always checked you guys out and watched you grow and watch you really become this force and claim your rightful place in the music industry, not just with Latinos, but in the entire music industry. And when you get to a point where you are now, is there a challenge? Like, okay, what are we going to do next? And is this record something that came out of that?
I think the challenge in being an artist in this environment in general is one of survivability. You know just as much as everybody else how much the music industry has changed through the years, you know? With us constantly adapting to this new environment and the new way of how music is consumed and distributed, we're always thinking outside the box. So whether it's this record or whether it's like the Ozo Kids record, we created a album for kids. We've composed for video games. We've done all kinds of stuff. So I think it's more of about constantly thinking out of the box and content for what it is, you know, creating something new and fresh constantly.
It's also, you know, in a band like ours we have some these two guys in the room, you know, they're master musicians and master composers. No, it's true.
You called me a master something else the other day, but yeah. Whatever.
No, but they are. So there's, you know, the thing is there's no shortage of ideas in this band. And I got to give props to, you know, Justin Poré for this album, because this was a labor of love from him. And he actually spearheaded the whole thing and would not have come out
if it wasn't for him just getting up in all of our faces and making it and finishing it. But then at the same time, we had to rein him in too, because if it was up to him, we would still be recording like 30. We had like 24 songs.
Yeah, we had to break it down.
So
we finished the record 2 years ago.
But then he's like, wait, one more.
Whatever. Ozo Motley nonstop. Buy it, folks. Come on.
That's why it's nonstop. It's just we couldn't stop making the record.
Someone had to shut it down.
Yeah, it's like, enough, Vato.
Yeah.
There's too many good songs out there, Holmes.
Like this one. La Bamba. You guys totally reimagined this one, man.
La Bamba Club. Oh, yeah. And you know what's interesting about this song is that, if I remember correctly, it was like me and Raul were super bummed out. We didn't want to do this song. We were just like, nah, man, it's been done to death. The interesting part about it now is that when we play it, it really slammed into my face how universal that melody is, and we can go anywhere in the world and someone's gonna know that melody. And hats off to whoever it was in Veracruz back in the day who came up with that melody. And then obviously down the line, Richie Valens, Los Lobos, Los Plugs, everybody who covered it. But man, it's crazy how powerful that melody is.
I forgot where we were in the East Coast. I remember this one. I was like, wow, it's amazing that you know this song. And she's like, well, in Cinco de Mayo, that was the song that we all had to learn. And I was like, that's cool. That's kind of rad, actually.
You know,
hey, I still think we should have done La Macarena.
No, but that's just Spain, bro.
That's what I was. Spain. That's Spain.
But still.
But you know what?
It would have worked. You guys are killing me, man. We got to follow that up with some music.
Yes, if you want to.
We're not on air, are we?
No.
Yeah,
no.
You're on air.
We're gonna edit this to make you sound smart.
Oh, thank you.
Oh yeah, this is a great one.
Oh yeah.
Somebody came up to me and was like, dude, you covered Eddie's. You're going to try to make it all happy and whatever. And I'm like, actually, no.
No, as you're singing.
I'm like, dude, I'm like, the happy song is hella moody, dude. It's hella moody still.
Like me. I'm very moody. I hate happy.
He wears black all summer.
He hates happy.
Happy's cheesy. We had to give it its props.
Yeah.
This is Eddie's from Café Tacuba.
Es la única preciosa que mi mente habita hoy.
ves o eres lo que la gente promete cuando se quiere. Mi salvación, mi esperanza y mi fe. Soy el que quererte quiere como nadie. Soy el que te llevaría sustento día y día a día. El que por
guys, man, I'm inviting you right now to come and take over Alt Latino for a day.
Oh yeah,
really?
We can do that. Don't tell.
Oh, no, I'm serious. Yeah. I'm dead serious.
Don't threaten us like that.
Tease me now.
Yeah,
I'm dead
don't
serious.
Don't be telling me you think I'm hot and then just dump me later.
I'm dead serious, you guys.
Wow.
Let's do it. Go.
Yeah.
And just, then we'll go eat at Oyamel afterwards.
Yeah. That's why we want to go to DC. We're down to do a gig out there. We hang out at Oyamel all day.
Eso.
The members of Ozomatli, thank you for joining me today. Thank you so much.
Did you get
much,
everything
man.
You needed, Felix?
I think so, man. A lot of laughs, some music, some stories. It's all kinds of stuff.
De todo.
De todo. Un poco de todo.
¿Qué más quieres?
We're going to finish with the classic Volver.
Yes.
Ajua! That's how they get drunks out of the club. They play that song.
Get them out, man. Move them on.
Oh, that's how you keep them in.
Oh,
yeah. That's how you do the last call.
That's last call.
Yeah, last call,
that's
yes.
That's how you make call. That final push of the night.
Este amor apasionado anda todo alborotado.
Thank you,
yep.
Brother.
Can okay, we go now?
Yes, you can go.
Thank
thanks,
you.
Man. All right, bro.
Don't lie to us, Vato. We're going to D.C.
Yeah,
we're going to knock on your door.
I'm dead serious. I'm
man.
Dead serious.
I have a friend in the FBI. We can find out where you live.
Nos dejamos hace tiempo, pero me llegó el momento.